I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Tuesday, May 24. Nathan Buckley on the rivalry between Collingwood and Carlton.
They're all great anecdotes because they are so real to the individuals that are sharing them. And that is, it can be a very visceral individual feeling.
Yep.
I wonder how many of those people understand that it started because Collingwood was a low-lying area and Carlton were a high-lying area, and Carlton's effluent and everything else used to run down that way, and they apparently used to be told about that. So this was a very suburban, like, about the lay of the land, about where you lived, about what your community was made up of or not made up of. That's where, if you want to talk about where things start, that's where it starts. So Collingwood were always made to feel lesser by Carlton. Carlton always saw themselves as above. At least that's what I was learnt and told through the Collingwood experience over 125 years. So that is where it comes from. I wonder how many people that have shared their modern day, you know, challenges and this is real, this is real. I wonder if they're aware of that, because that is the genesis of this rivalry over a long period of time.
Ben Brown reflected on the sliding doors between Melbourne and North Melbourne.
There is a certain degree of, good fortune that comes with that as well. And I was really fortunate in my time at North Melbourne to get the opportunities that I did to play footy really early in my career there too. So, there's definitely moments, I think, in anyone's career where you do have those sliding doors moments. And I have been really fortunate that the Football Club of Melbourne has been so supportive of me and has given me every opportunity to succeed. So, I definitely feel very fortunate for that.
Andrew Voss assessed Melbourne Storm's back-to-back losses.
It's almost uncharted territory, really, this early in a season. Now, it's fine to say a couple of the big four have been out these last couple of weeks, but it's always been about the man coming in, not the man out at Melbourne. You know, they pride themselves on that. You pull on the purple jersey and all the rest, it's gone by the by. It certainly puts a question mark over them. I tell you what it has done. While I have Melbourne winning the competition this year was my pre-season forecast, I'm now saying the competition is Penrith to lose.
Bharat Sundaresan on the IPL struggles of Aaron Finch.
Aaron Finch, the captain, I think is safe, even though he didn't captain the side in the IPL. But Aaron Finch, the batter, I think, it is a problem. I mean, there is an issue. But unfortunately for Aaron Finch, the day he got his 50, I thought he batted really well. Unfortunately, after that, they left him out and they dropped him down the order in the next game. So KKR didn't really help his cause either. But it could be Brendan McCullum's ploy, because he was KKR coach and maybe he already knew he was England coach by then. Jared, who knows? Maybe there's some conspiracy behind the scenes. I'm just kidding.
And Max Rushton on the climax of the EPL season.
If you compare it to, correct me if I'm wrong, pretty much every Australian sport, even, the A-League now, you build up to a grand final, right? So you have the final, it's all in front of you. And what's quite brilliant, I think, about the final day, when it goes like it did, is that you're at your game, but you're equally concerned with what's happening 100 miles away or 200 miles away. So you have these scenes where Wolves take the lead at Liverpool and the Man City fans at the Etihad get really excited. And then suddenly Villa take the lead, and then Villa are 2-0 up and the Liverpool fans are going wild. Meanwhile, the Everton fans, who are at Arsenal, they've got nothing to play for. They hear that Man City have scored 3 in 6 minutes and they're going wild because they don't want Liverpool to win the league. And then at the bottom of the table, you've got Leeds fans getting excited when Newcastle take the lead at Burnley. And all this is happening. And it's a kind of momentous day. And it doesn't always, I mean, we pretty much had everything you want from a final day on Sunday. It was pretty extraordinary. I can't think of, there's obviously the one where Man City won, Aguero in the 94th minute, and it's ludicrous moment for them, sort of pipping Manchester United with the title. But to have that happening at the top with City and Liverpool, to have it at the bottom with Leeds and Burnley, there was so much happening. It was just an absolutely brilliant day of football, and it's sort of why we love sport, right?
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.